But as we bring in our next guest here on the Hodges Glass of World Right Glass Hotline, this is the song by our next guest that won the Song of the Year, Dancing with a Cowboy, written by Darren Barry. Of course, we're talking about Tyler Kance. Let's listen a little bit of this before we bring in Tyler.
Must be doing something right. From across the bar comes every cowgirl's dream. A well-worn hat and starch-pressed jeans. It's plain to see he's got her in his sights. So girl, get ready for the ride of your life. It's when you're dancing with a cowboy, hold on tight. Shuffle two steps to the left and one to the right. He'll spin you around the dance floor like a wild rodeo. And then he's gonna hold you like he'll never let you go. There's magic in the moment, so take a chance. You might even find yourself a little romance. But that's how it goes when you're dancing with a cowboy.
There it is, the song of the year. Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, man. How are y'all?
We're doing good. We got Justin on his tour bus headed to South Carolina, so you'll hear him bounce in and out of our visit with you. And
what's up, Tyler?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, you guys have worked together and many times over the year. You have any idea how many times you've opened for Justin? I know you're going to Dewey Beach and doing that again next week. So, but plenty of times opening up for Justin.
Yeah, it's been several. I don't even know now. I think this is our fifth year going to Dewey Beach with him.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's been several things. So yeah, it's been awesome.
Dewey's great. Well, this is not the first time you've won awards at this Arkansas Country Music Awards. I think you were Entertainer of the Year last year. So you keep racking up, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, it's Justin probably remembers at this point in his career, it's tough out there, man. You get more no's than yeses. So any win that you can get, you know, it keeps you motivated to keep pushing and trying to make it in this crazy industry.
Yeah, it's and you're just looking for those.
Yeah, 100%, man.
Go ahead, Justin. Yeah, follow up on that. Yeah, you bet. Go ahead and follow up.
No, I was just gonna say it's well said. I mean, you know, you go into meetings and stuff going, I wonder what their excuse is gonna be.
Right.
You know,
100%.
No.
You're too country.
And,
what?
exactly. You're too country. You don't have the songs because they want their writers to write all the songs. I remember, just this is one example. I remember being offered a record deal. This was, 20 years ago. But they go, and so I had my first album done, Tyler. Like, and they go, but you ain't got, they go, we'll sign you, but we also want to sign you to a publishing deal, which is writing. I mean, Tyler knows that, but just for those out there who don't. So they wanted everything of mine is the point.
Yeah.
And they go, you don't have a producer, and you don't have any songs. Well, so I said, well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much for the offer, but I'm going to decline. Because I knew I had the record.
Right.
And, I mean, then my first record came out, and it did what it did.
Yep.
And, you know, it was one of those deals where you're like, I told you so-and-so's. You know?
Yeah.
It's all greed. You know, it's greed. They wanted everything. If they couldn't have everything, they didn't want anything. So, but I just say that to Tyler's point. It's like, everybody's trying to screw you. I mean, so anytime you have an opportunity for a win, as Tyler put it, regardless of what it is, you'll take it and, you know, put that feather in your cap.
In the music industry, some of those are called 360 deals, right?
Yes.
Yes. So what happened was before I don't know, but in the 90s, let's say, in early 2000s, you were still selling albums, CDs at the time. which that was a way for Christian, the label, to get their money back on their promotions and all that they spend on you to break you. Well, that started going away because of the changes in, you know, technology, yeah, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm this is a very brief synopsis on this, but and so they started going, hey, we got to do something else to make our money back. And so they started taking money off your merch, off your touring, basically everything. So that used to be all the artists, you know, and Tyler knows this. I mean, you used to get all 100% of your merch, 100% of your touring gross, you know, and so they thought, we got to get our money somehow because we're not selling albums anymore. Like, for example, like when, and I'm just relating this to myself just because that's the only comparison I have. You know, when my first two or three albums came out, we sold 100,000 copies the first week. Nowadays, they don't even keep up with it.
Yeah.
Because there is no CD section. It's all
digital.
How many streams you got, and that kind of deal. Which is so, it's just, for me, it's bizarre because I got in, Christian, on the very first 360 deals. Prior to me, there was no 360 deals. But I was lucky because I got in on the very beginning. And so comparatively speaking to, like, guys who would sign now or girls, I have a really good deal, you know, but I don't have as good a deal as I would have before the 360 deals, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, it's, and I listen, nobody,
sorry for those out there listening. I'm nerding out on this conversation.
Well, the other thing, Tyler, I've had a chance, and I know Don Grisham's been one of your best supporters, and nobody supports you more than Don. And, man, you've been grinding, and Justin's, you know, he's seen it before. It's a grind, and I got to give you credit for you do it. You have a passion for it, and you love the music, but it hadn't been easy, so, you know, we salute you for
– and he's damn good.
Yeah, and you're talented. I love the fact that you're winning these awards. Somebody just texted me. Ethan texted me and said you won – Song of the Year back-to-back. I would imagine Frontlines was the one that won it last year for you. And so you're putting together wins, man, like you're talking about, but I know it's not easy still.
It's not, man. It's not, especially when y'all are giving out all these Moe's gift cards, so that's why no one's coming to my shows, you know.
Touche. Touche. Well, listen, the good thing is that I love it when you and Justin can play together, and a lot of our Arkansans that we know, looking forward to seeing Joy and Don and everybody there at the concert. And I don't even know what time it starts. We really hadn't mentioned it. What do you guys know what time everything starts? Probably 7 o'clock, I would imagine. At
7 o'clock. You know, I wasn't nervous about this show until I found out Klein was opening. So,
that's it, Klein. That's a tough act to follow. Oh my gosh, Klein's opening. That's awesome. I forgot about that. Oh, that's exciting, Justin. That's the first time ever, right?
So I was going to tell you guys. I don't think I did so a couple days ago. But, so Klein, for those out there listening who don't know, that's my youngest daughter. She's 11. She started taking vocal lessons a couple of years ago and at a place called Jetway, which they do a great job over there. It's voice lessons, guitar, any instrument. I mean, and what they do is by age group, they put together, and if I'm saying this wrong, Zach's the one who owns and runs it, please correct me, but by age group, they put together like little bands.
Yeah.
And they'll go and play. Like I was in, I told you, Baz, you were going, you doing all right? Because I was so tired the last few days. I drove my daughter to Tulsa and they played two nights back to back. I said, sis, you're touring more than I am right now. they put together little bands, and I mean, the band is like her age group and they're playing.
They're good.
Real instruments.
They're good. I saw them. Yeah. They're good.
No tracks and the whole thing. So it is. So, I, I got to thinking, I'm like, well, I know we got Tyler, but like, I wonder if it might be cool since we're in at Magic Springs to have Klein and her band play a few songs. And so that's what they're going to do. And Baz, if we have time, Klein is wanting to call in.
Okay.
But we don't, if we don't have time, we don't have time.
No, we'd love to have her on. That's I see now, Tyler. You're sandwiched between two Moores, Klein and
Justin. Yeah, two Moores and Tyler. That's what the show's called now. Two Moores and Tyler.
Very good. Well, for the
two Moores and a Kent.
I will say this.
If you
haven't sampled Tyler's music, and I've been fortunate enough because my buddy Don Grisham to go to a lot of your concerts, Tyler, and if you haven't heard his catalog, Bullet or a Bible, Hollow, Magnolia, Frontlines, Dancing with a Cowboy, check it out, man. It's really good stuff. He puts on a good show, is what Justin said. Energetic. Obviously, you've had some really good success and attention with Frontlines. That's become a very patriotic favorite. And this last one became a very popular dance song in a lot of the dance clubs. So, man, like you said, you're doing good work, man, and we look forward to seeing you Saturday night, and as always, and we always love it when you and Justin team up. Yeah, Roger, I went up to Dewey Beach with Greg and Lee, and that thing is a special. You know, they treat you guys like royalty up there. They love both you and Tyler, Justin, but the main thing is Saturday night. Get out there and support both Justin and Tyler. And now Klein, make it be a big turnout and a lot of fun.
And Tyler's a veteran as well. So
that's right.
Really appreciate his service.
Good point. Well, TK, thanks for jumping on with us. Look forward to seeing you Saturday night. Keep up the good work. Buddy, congrats on the other night, on your awards the other night.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. We'll see you on Saturday night. That's Tyler Kench. The
male
vocalist of the year for the Arkansas Country Music Awards. You know, the other thing,